All right, we're up to the Mishnah in Tesamud Beis. As I mentioned yesterday, we spent the whole beginning of the Perek discussing Inyanim of Kinyin Chater. And there's one major Inyan of Kinyin Chater which I said we would get back to, and which is the end of Tosis Panimis. And that is the issue of a landlord-tenant who own a landlord-tenant who says the landlord owns the chatzer. If a landlord owns a chatzer and the tenant rents from him or a house, and Davashal Hefker falls into that property, who's the owner? Do we say that the owner is the Baal HaKarka, which is the master, which is the landlord? Or should we say that the owner is the tenant, the Seicher, because he's the one that's using it, he's the one who has rights to it? So this is a Machlaikis Rishainim, if it belongs to the master or it belongs to the Seicher. And there are kama v'kama nafkaminis, not only the Gabi Kinyane Hefker, but there's a whole list of nafkaminis, one which I mentioned to you on Daf in the beginning of the parak, and I'm Zayin Amar Aleph. If a tenant rents an apartment, and at some point, for one reason or another, he decides to move out, and he already rented it for a year, and he's moving out, and he tells the landlord, I'm Michael, what you owe me, I'm Michael the rental, I don't need it. Does that mechila, what we call the siluk, is that chal? If he changes his mind, could he change his mind? So that depends on how you look at a tenant. If you look at a tenant as someone who has some type of kinyan in the guf hakarka, that he owns it for a time, so that the karka itself is really his. And Mechila won't help. He has to do a kinyan to give it back. If you look at a tenant, no. The landlord owns the karka. The tenant has permission to use it. That's the way you look at a tenant. So then the Mechila will be enough, because he doesn't have to be mocked at anything. He has certain rights, and you could be Michael rights. If you have rights to something, you could be Michael the rights, and you misalik yourself, and it's off. So this was the nafkamina that I mentioned to you on Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph, and it basically comes down to the following shaila. It's a little docistic, but there are really two questions. One question is, what does a tenant own? Does a tenant own the karka lizman? Or does a tenant just have rights to use the karka? That's one question. Does he own the karka for a period of time? Or he only has certain rights to use it, it belongs to the landlord. That's one issue. And that's an afkamina if mechila works. There's a second question, and that is afilu and tinsaloimer, that the tenant doesn't own the karka, he just has the rights to use it. Still, we could clear, maybe a mitzia should go to the one who has the schus shamshus. Because after all, in the beginning of the parak, we had by Nifsei Malug, that since the Baal has schusay ishtamshus, so that's good enough that a davar shel hefker should belong to him. So these are the two issues by defining a tenant. First of all, maybe the tenant owns the karka lizman. And second of all, even if he doesn't own the karka lizman, maybe the fact he has a right to use it, that's good enough. Rabbi Chanan in the Kaivet Tzaharis, in Simin Nun Gimel, has a rather long piece on these two tzadim. He says another nafkamina, if a kinyan chalipin helps for rental. Let's say I'm a tenant. I'm renting. So we said, how am I kind if I move things in? But let's say now I didn't move things in yet. I just have an agreement for a rental. I don't want you to be chayzer. So I do a kinyan chalipin. Does a kinyan chalipin help for a rental? Depends. Chalipin helps for any object, for any karka or metalfa. If you hold that the tenant has the guf hakarka, so then chalipin works. If you hold that the tenant only has a right to use the karka, Chalipin doesn't help for rights. Chalipin is only chefetz tachas chefetz, an object instead of an object. That's chalipin. You give me a handkerchief, I give you whatever I'm giving you. It doesn't help just for rights. So then for sfiras, chalipin wouldn't help. So Rabbi Chanan says that this is taloi in a machlekes rishayim in the Darim. There's a case where a person was rented an apartment, and afterwards the landlord, he rented, let's say, for a year. So the tenant has it for a year. The tenant moved in, whatever he needs to have kinyanim, he moved in. Now the landlord made the building hegdish. He said, Harizu hegdish, on the binyan. Now the building is hegdish. Hegdish is asabana, unless you pay hegdish for it. Hegdish is asabana. Does the tenant have to move out? If you're going to say that the tenant owns the guf ha-building for the year, then the landlord can't do anything. The landlord can't be magdish something that's mine. I already own it for the year. If you're going to say the landlord owns it, the tenant only has rights to use it, well, then if the landlord says that it's hagdish, so the tenant won't have any rights to use it at all. And Rabbi Chanan brings that it's a machlokes Tosfos in the Darim, holds that the tenant has to move out because the building is hagdish, which means Tosfos holds that he has no kinyan in the building itself, and the Rabban holds that he could live there to the end of the year, which means that he does own the building itself. So B'chara suggests that it's a machlokes to Ramban and Tosfos. Now, this shaila, coming back to our shaila, who is kind of things of hefka that fall into the karka? Who does it belong to? Say a hefka blows into my property. What's the deal? So Tosfos here at the end of Panemis brings a Gemara. It says Sham Daf Kuf Beis in the end of Taisus Penimis. Brings the Gemara B'Shili Hashayel Da Zevel Shal Bal Abayis. That's a case where it's a field. The Bal Abayis rents it to a tenant. Now in that field there are behemoths of Hefker. The field is near the woods, and there are animals of Hefker that always come by in the field, and they leave their Zevel there. We're talking now where the Zevel had value. They wanted the Zevel. It had value to them as fertilizer. So the Gemara says, HaZevel Shobal Abayis Pirish Shel Masya Beturi Dasilei Mi'alma. Animals came from elsewhere, left the Zevel there, the Konsulei Chatzairai Afal Pishen Mishtameres Menaseichem. Why? So Tosfos is saying, what's the case? How could the Zevel belong to the Maskir, to the Balabayis? It's not Mishtameres to him, he's not there. So Tosfos says two terutz. Yeshleima de Mayri Shiesh Gam Lamaske Bayis Baisi Chotzer. Da Baibib Tzatzatzera. It's talking that the Chotzer is used by both. It's a Chotzer which is used by the landlord and by the tenant. Like if you rent a two family house, if you rent an apartment, and there's a common hallway. So that common hallway, so Tosfos, the Masker is Kaina, because he's also living there. He's also a Mibitzida. According to Tosfos' first teretz, if he's not living there, stam hazayi goes to the tenant. Inami, Tosfos' second teretz, seicher avikamay shomer v'shluchei shel maskir. The renter is like a shomer of the maskir, and the maskir, the says about the landlord, is kaina. He's always kaina. It's considered that the tenant is watching it for the maskir, the chotzer. And therefore, it's kind of for the masker. It says, Tosfos in the second teretz holds that the landlord gets it. Tosfos in the first teretz holds that the tenant gets it. It seems to be a machlokes, the two teretzim of Tosfos. Stam hefker, does it go to the landlord or the tenant? Tosfos' second teretz says it goes to the landlord. Tosfos' first teretz says, no, it only goes to the landlord if they're both living there. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a major problem because there's a stira between Simon Shin Yud Gimel, Sif Gimel, where it brings the Zevel case and it says that the landlord has kinyanin. And Simon Reish Samach, also Sif Gimel, where it says the Metziah belongs to the Seichel. So this is a difficulty. It's Mechlekes Rishayim, and Shulchan Aruch Paskins one way in Simon Shinu Gimel, one way in Simon Reish Samach. So all the Mefarshim, the Smad, the Shach, the Tzais, everyone jumps on the Stira and tries to figure out how to pass it. The Shach paskins it goes to the landlord. The Shach says it goes to the landlord. The Tzais disagrees and holds it goes to the tenant. Each one obviously has to answer the other place in Shulchan Aruch that doesn't shtim. He has to make it fit. That's on the Gat us for now. But the Meister is a Machlaikis Shach and Tzais had a paskin. We pass it goes to the tenant, and we pass it goes to the landlord. The Ktzais is, maybe his Iker Raya, is from Perek HaZayrik. We who learned the last few blot know we constantly say that whoever has use of it, whoever has Chus Hashtamshis, it's his Chatzim. Like we said by Nisim Amod, like Rashi said at the beginning of the Perek, that whoever has the rights to it, he's the one that is kind of chetzis shel hefker. So the ktzais is mechiach from here that the ikker belongs to the one who's using it, which is the tenant. So the ikker is this idea. We have to try to answer, but the ikker is this idea that the question of whether it belongs to landlord or the tenant is a machlaikis rishayim all the way down to machlaikis apayskin. The Shach and the Ktzais. What was the case on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph that we were talking about when we talked about the same Lord? So that a man giving a get to his own wife in their chatzur. In their chatzur. So Ktzais says that's a raya. What did the Gemara say? The chatzur belongs to the Baal. That was the Gemara's kasha. So it's a raya that the husband owns the varm shel hefker in this field, and it seems to be a very stark raya. Says his raya. So Shlomo Eger answers the raya. He doesn't prove the other way. He says maybe it's not a raya. The things that come from outside could be it belongs to the landlord. Could be taki yitachin. If you have our case where you rent, it comes from outside, it could be the shachas raya. It belongs to the landlord. However, there's a rule by a chatzah shel shutvin. If there's a chatzah that belongs to two people, let's say you and I own a chatzah b'shutvus, and we make up, we don't trade days. If we make up one day it's yours, one day it's mine, then that's the way it is. But let's say you have a chatzah shel shutvin. When you need it, you use it. When I use it, I use it. We don't have a problem. We can use it any time. So the din is, if somebody wants to be makdis something to one shutif, could he do it? There's a chatzah shel shutfim, and I want to do a kinyan. I want to put it in his sada. Can I be makdis just to him? Why not? Why not? I don't have to be makdis to both. A chatzah shel shutfim. Whoever wants, if I want to give it to one shutif, I put in the chatz, I say I'm makna to Ruvein. If I want to give it to the second shutif, I put in the chatz, I say I'm makna to Shimon. There's no, it's a double pashut. I'm not obligated to be makna to both. Yeah. Yet, if one shutif wants to be makna to the other shutif or something, he takes an object, he says I'm makna to my shutif, and he puts it in the chatz shel shutif. There it doesn't work. Why? Because this object didn't leave the reshus of its original owner. It's in the original owner's reshus, and that, there was no transfer. There has to be some type of transfer for a kinyan. So Zokum Shleina Ega, it could be the Shach is right. It could be the landlord owns Mitzias. And not the tenant. And any mitzvah that falls, it could be it belongs to the landlord. Still, for the tenant to be makna to the landlord in that chot, in that property, he can't. The tenant has a right to be there. So the tenant's objects are there because they're his. For the tenant to be makna to the landlord, so that you can't do, because that's like a chatz shel shutfin. There's no transfer from tenant to landlord. What's the case in Ayin Zayin? Who's giving to who? The man wants to give a get to his wife. In nichsei malug. What is nichsei malug? The lady is like the landlord. The baal is like the tenant. So the baal, who has a schus ishtamshus, cannot transfer to the wife, who's like the landlord. So there it makes a lot of sense. Rashi said, the baal has a schus ishtamshus, he can't give it to the landlord. That doesn't prove that an outside person can't give things to the landlord. That doesn't prove that a davar shel hefker can't go to the landlord. It's only there where it's like a chatzah shel shutfin. It's like a chatzah that belongs to two people. So there you can't transfer from one to the other. So what Shlomo Eger does is he takes, this seems to be a solid raya, I think the Tosafos uses a lashon that it's a solid raya, and Shlomo Eger answers it. And the Mela, we have no proof, not like the Shach, not like the Tzais. We end up, Machlekes Shach and Tzais, very hard to know how to paskin. We have a Machlekes Shach and the Tzais. I don't know. Rabbi Chanan sort of makes a pshara between the two. Rabbi Chanan says that when you rent, you can really rent either way. It's a choice. You can either rent the property, you get ownership of the property, or you can rent the shtamshus, whatever agreement you make with your landlord. And it can really go both ways. It just depends how you do the arrangements. Rabbi Chanan has a bit of a pilpul to explain that it's possible to touch it up, to figure it out from the contract. Which I'm not sure if I would have more time today, maybe we'd go into the whole Rabbi Chanan. But,
this person sublet is a problem.
Maybe it's Kedai, huh?
That.
So the person sublet, it doesn't prove it, because even if I only have a right to use it, maybe I have a right to pass on my right to use it. So again, it's not a proof.
To do renovations.
Should be telling us, do I have a right to do renovations? If he doesn't want me to renovate,
you own the carcass, you can do
renovations. Yeah, I mean, I am a shubit to return it to him at the end of the year. I own it, Luzman, I own it for a year. So let's say I say I want to break down the wall and make one big bedroom instead of two small. And landlord says, no, I want two small bedrooms. So the nafkamina be, can I break it down and then I'll tell him at the end of the year I'll fix it back, because I'd like to give it back the way I took it. But maybe perhaps that would be a nafkamina. This is basically, in a nutshell, the whole Shaklavataria. I think I don't think any of you ever got a metzia in your rented apartments, but there's one nafkamina. The stipple has a piece on this in Misach Tzavagizara. Says a nafkamina would be when a tenant rents an apartment, is he mechuyev min atayra to put up a mezuzah or not? It's pashut, the landlord is not mechuyev in mezuzah. Why is the landlord mechuyev in mezuzah? If you say the landlord owns it, why is he mechuyev in mezuzah? No? Because mezuzah is chayv asadar. If I own a property and I don't use it, I don't have to put a mezuzah. Mezuzah is only if I use it. Is the tenant mechuyev min atayra to put up a mezuzah? If you hold, what's a shayla beisecha? It has to be your bias. So the stipler says, if you hold like the Ramban, if you hold like the Ktzais, that the renter, that the says the tenant, it's beisecha, it's his bias. So then he's mechayiv to put up a mezuzah min atayra. Says kiyut deraisa. If you hold like Taisa Shita, that if the owner is magdish it, it's hegdish. The says that the tenant doesn't own it. So then there's no mechiyuv deraisa to put a mezuzah. The truth is, you mechiyuv derabanan anyway. Everyone knows you put up mezuzahs, but it's only a chiyuv derabanan. It's a marasayin type of gzeira. If you live there 30 days, the mechiyuv to put up, it's a type of marasayin, and that's why you have to put up. Otherwise, you don't have to put it up. And lemaisa, it's a machloek is taisusin. Taisus and Masechta Savay Dezara says one way, and Taisus Menachas says differently. Machlaikis, say Machlaikis, not the Stifler. Machlaikis is, does the tenant own the Guf HaKarka? If he only owns the Guf HaKarka, it's a Deraisa. If he only has a right to use it, then it's Tamat Zeru Derabah. This is the another one of the Nafkaminas in the Indian. You should all know, most people get married, they rent. And they know when you rent that you get 30 days to put up a mezuzah, even though chachilish should put up right away, but you get 30 days to put up. When someone buys a house, there's no 30 days. I've had people who bought houses and they don't realize, they think there's 30 days. If you buy a house, your chiyah mezuzah is immediately. It's a deraisa l'kuli alma, and it's as soon as you buy. As soon as you buy a house, and you move anything in, if it's empty, it's empty. But you move in anything at all, then there's a chiyuv deraisa to put up mezuzah immediately. What? Even if you use it to store things, the beis ha'oitz, a place you put things in, is chayav mezuzah. The question is whether you make a bracha before you move in, but if you certainly have to put up mezuzah right away. If it's empty, it's empty. But if it's empty. So this is this sugya of rentals. I think in Kiddushin, when we had Kinya Chalipin, we talked about whether Chalipin could be done on Schiras. We spoke out the same machlaikas, this, whether Schiras, if Chalipin works on Schiras, I think Stomi had a machlaikas for Shainim there, and Stomi discussed it there as well. Okay, let's start. We have a few minutes. Let's start at least a short sugya. B'shamay Yaimer Paiter Adam Ishtai Beget Yashan. B'sil Yaimer Aiswim. This is a Chumra B'silo. V'zel Get Yashan Kalshem V'siachid Ima Me'achir Shekasvay. What's the case? A man writes a get to a woman on the first of the month, and he gives it on the tenth of the month. And in between, he was beyichud with his wife. Still his wife, he didn't give her a get yet. He's beyichud with her. So, why should that pasul a get? Pashta is like Beishamah. Why should the pasul a get? What's wrong? What is being beyichud? It wasn't even Aveira, it's his wife. He's allowed to be beyichud with her. So the Gemara says, the Maikim, if we give Beishamah Savri, lo yamin and gzeir shami yamru gita kai de Lebanon. Beisil Savri Yamin and Gezeira Shema Yai Mugita Kaidim Lebanon. So let's chat here in Beisil. He wrote a get the first of the month. He gave it to her the tenth of the month. He was Msiachid with her in the middle. So what is Beisil worried about? She'll have a child 9 months later. She'll have a child, she'll be pregnant. She'll have a child 9 months later. Then this is, there was no problem. Because the emes is that he was bail her before the get. The child's not a pogo. We're not talking about mamzeris. Right? A child born after a get is given is not a mamzer. We're talking about shash pogo. That the child is born from parents who are now married. So the truth is, which way? The truth is, she's pregnant from when? Right? Before the writing of the get or before the giving of the get? So, in other words, he was bayal ha by the yichud. That's what Rashi seems to learn. He was bayal ha by the yichud, and she became pregnant by the yichud. And people are going to say that was after the get, because the get's date is Rosh Chodesh, the first of the month. And yeah, she gave it the tenth of the month. So that's Gzeira. The Gzeira is, we assumed it was a bia, b'shas yichud. And since we're assuming there was a bia b'shas yichud, we have problems. And it just says if she's pregnant from that beer, it's going to make a problem. And for that reason, we make this gezeira that you can't use this get. If you're miyachid with her, we're afraid, like Chazal always say, we're afraid that there was a beer. And since there might have been a beer, therefore there's a gezeira shemiyad. This is certainly the way Rashi seems to learn the Gemara. Although Rashi picks a case, he gives it 2 years later, 3 years later. It's all the same. It's all the same gezeira. Now, immediately, now, first of all, again, I just want to stress: by Rashi, the chashash is there was a bia. That there was a bia. There was a yichud, and there's a chashash that there was a bia, and that's why this whole problem comes up. It's chashash bia. That's not just because of the yichud itself. Now, the first problem we have here is that it appears that this get is a get mugdam. This get was dated Rosh Chodesh. If it was post-dated for the 10th, there wouldn't be a problem. Because he was miyachid the 5th. Nobody's going to say that Gita Kaidim Lubna, because it's dated for the 10th and he gave it the 10th. What's so chashash? People are going to say, 1 minute, the get is dated the 1st, and she became pregnant later. L'chayra to get mugdim, which according to most Rishayim, is possible. To get mugdim, l'chayra is a possible get. So this whole problem here is a bigger problem, a problem of get mugdim, not a problem of get yashan. So Bishlama, the Rambam Shita was a get yashan, a get mugdim is kosher, there's no kashan. But like Rav Yishayim, and that's the way we paskin, the get mugdim is possible. If the get is predated, it's a possible get. So how do you have the whole case of get yashan? So the Beis Shmuel says, the L'chayr will have to learn. And this Beis Shmuel is the first one, on Kuf Lamed, what is it, Kuf Mem Ches of Katan Aleph. We'll have to learn that it's talking that he sent the get al yidei shliach. He sent the get al yidei shliach. We had an exception to the psul of get mugdim. Get mugdim is possible, but if a man writes a get and sends it with a shliach to give to his wife, we said there's a koil. Everyone knows that if a shliach brought a get from one country to another, obviously it was predated. It was dated earlier. So we were. Why is a get mugdim possible? He said, because of Peri, because people are going to think the get is actually on the day it was written. But we said that if you send Al Yidei Shliach, there's no problem. There's a coil. Everyone knows the get is not the date it was written. So we'll have to set the sign that it's talking by a get Al Yidei Shliach. And since it was sent Al Yidei Shliach, so get Mugdim is not a psalm. Okay? Good chat. But to get sent to a shliach, get mugdim is not a psul. So Yehuda is asking. So you're right. If you send it to a shliach, so we're saying that when you send it to a shliach, there's a koil. And everyone knows that the zman that it was written on is not the zman I get. So what are you afraid of Basa Chesai? If it's good enough for the other chashashis, that was saying the Shtar Mugdim is possible because of other chashashes. And we say it's good enough that there's a koil because he sent it Ayde Shliach. So then, for Shem Yechapa Basa Chaisai, it should also be good enough. So Vaita, if you send it to a Shliach, why is this a little geyser? I only learned my Rashi so far.
No, because you're playing the case 10 days later.
So Rashi says 2 years later.
I think what Rashi says, when
it
says Shem and Yisha,
I guess,
it doesn't sound like he's added
with a shliach, without a shliach.
No, it's been in
the Rishus. So it's Rishus the whole 2 years. So Rashi says 2 years. Rashi doesn't say 10 days. So 2 years, the child is Vardai born after not even the child. It's Vardai, the child was the pregnancy was afterwards. So now what? So the eyes, the fact of the problem.
But
how
do you explain the
issue of that? So it has to be at the end of the 2 years, he gives it to Shliach, and the Shliach gives it.
And what? At the end of 2 years? So what is that?
That works. We said it's an Eitzah. If someone's stuck with a shtar mugdam, we talked about, what if someone's in Beis Din and he's ready to give a get, and it's all ready, and they get into fights, and it's dark, it's night. What do you do at night? So the Rishayim who said, just give it to a shliach, and let the shliach give it. That's what says in Shulchan Aruch. It says, if you see it gets night, and it's ready the next day, give it to a shliach. It's the same thing 2 years later. You have an old get, assuming there are no psulim in the intervening 2 years. So you give it to a shliach, the shliach will give it. Why not lechatzila? As of now, we don't know any. Al shtar mugdim, al shtar yashav, it's going to be a problem. But al shtar mugdim, it's not going to be a problem. Ayde shliach is a kail, and there won't be any chashashes. People will know to investigate when it was given and not to look at when it was written. So then we invite to have a problem with the fact that this is a shtar mugdim. So there's a second Beis Shmuel, it's a cut in hay, for reasons, other reasons, he goes into the Chashash Shtar Mugdam, and he there says a different teretz. He says, Beis Hillel was talking that it was written on, let's say, Rosh Chodesh. And he was miyachid with her on Rosh Chodesh. And he gave it after the Yichud on Rosh Chodesh, the same day. Okay, this all happened the same day. They went to Bez and they wrote again. Then he was miyachid with her, and if he was miyachid with her, he gave the get at the evening. L'chayr it's not a shtar mugdim, but it's a shtar yashav. But he says that's vital problem. So he brings his b'shem to Bach. He brings his teres b'shem to Bach. So the problem is. So he says it's also a problematic terrorist. What are you afraid people are going to say? What are people going to say? They weren't there, they're just looking at the date on the shtar. So looking at the date of the shtar, they don't know the writing was before. So we're left with the shtar mugdam problem here. We have a problem that l'chayrus is a shtar mugdam. Let's say it was Zetzerayim that they wrote, they didn't write the date, they only wrote the month. Right? We had that. If you write Chodesh or Shana, it's also not a Shtar Mugdam. You just write the year without the date, also not a Shtar Mugdam. Would that help us here? If Zetzerayim, they didn't write the date, they only wrote the year. Is that going to help? They wrote the year and the whole story happened. It's now Shtar Yashan. Why? Either because people who see the date Vaita aren't going to say, oh, it was written earlier, because Lamaisa, if it says Toshin Samachay, it was given Toshin Samachay, so what are people going to say? Vaita sees that to be it. Especially Rashi says, well, it's not so, if this would be a good teretz, the Gemara says you can write the Chodesh, the Shana, or the Shmua, you can write the 7 years. So that wouldn't be the problem. The problem is Vaita, what rumors are going to start? So we have this problem with Shtar Mugdam, which we're going to have to come up with a teretz for. And the problem with Shtar Mugdam. We also have one more nekuda. Alright, we'll leave that for Sunday. And that is that the way Rashi learned the Mishnah, it's certainly not like the Rosh learned the Mishnah. And there's a Tosfos on for those of you who learned the third parak on Chav Tes Amid Beis on Chav Vav Amid Beis L'kish Ech Nasena, which also seems not to learn like us. So we're going to have to come up with a Teret Sunday for the Shtar Mugdim. There's also a nice Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Mishnayis on the Mishnah, which I hope to do Sunday as well. We'll start the next Mishnah.